I'm Julie Mooney, and this is Teaching Strides Season 3, Episode 2, A Modified Flipped Classroom. Teaching Strides is a podcast series featuring Mount Royal University faculty members discussing some of their finest teaching practices. Teaching Strides is recorded and produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, in Treaty 7 territory, the traditional territories of the Niitsitapi nations, which include the Siksika, the Piikani, and the Kainai. We also acknowledge this place as the traditional lands of the Tsuut'ina Nation, Iarhi Nakoda Nation, and the Métis Nation, Region 3. Today we speak with Professor Sarah Hewitt. Dr. Sarah Hewitt is an associate professor in the biology department at Mount Royal University, where she specializes in neuroscience and physiology. 3 years ago, she started to use a modified flipped classroom to teach first-year physiology and produced a series of concept maps and video lectures for the course. This led to a wider research project on using flipped classrooms in teaching physiology. And together with Michelle Yeo and Joanne Boma from Mount Royal University, they won the Trans-Canada SODL grant in 2016. Some of the findings from this work have been presented at the University of British Columbia Okanagan in Kelowna, at a SODL symposium in Banff, and at EuroSODL in Lund, Sweden. Sarah Hewitt, welcome to Teaching Strides.
Thank you very much.
I'll ask you to start by really just setting a context for what you're going to be sharing with us today.
Okay, well, I am in the biology department, and the course that I'll be talking about today is a first-year physiology. So it's an anatomy and physiology course for first-year nursing students primarily. And there are kind of two parts of it, the section I take in the fall and the section I take in the winter. So it's sort of a full year of physiology course.
And you've decided to change the curriculum for that course from a traditional delivery model to a flipped classroom. So I guess the obvious question is, what is a flipped classroom?
Okay, so a flipped classroom basically means that instead of all of the lecturing being done inside the class, we flip it and we take the lecturing out, and they get the information outside of the classroom, which opens up classroom time for more discussion or review questions or quizzes or some kind of other activity than just straight lecturing.
And the lecture that's then moved outside of class time can take on different formats. So it's, you know, not necessarily just their readings, although it could be readings.
Right, absolutely. I mean, in my case, I've just taken it out and put it into video lectures. And I haven't taken all of it out. So they still do get a short lecture, which is why we're calling this a modified flipped classroom, because there is still a lecture component. But most of their learning is done outside the classroom, and inside the classroom gives us time to talk about things and to try to help solve some of their confusion or their problems and get them to work together on them in class. So it is a very content-heavy course. There are a lot of details and a lot of concepts that come at them very, very fast. So we've always taught it in a more traditional style, where basically I stand up in front of the class and I spew out information at them from the first second of the first day of class to the very last second of the last day of class. And I've always felt like it was all I could do to talk fast enough to get all of that information in. And I was always frustrated by doing that. It doesn't appeal to me, that kind of teaching. The problem was is that we would send out so much information that they would just get information overload, and they're all trying to sort of memorize instead of trying to understand and piece things together. I mean, biology has this sort of myth that you're just supposed to memorize a whole bunch of facts, and physiology in particular. So I thought that I would need to come up with a way that I could teach them that would demonstrate or highlight the connections between things.
And we know that that kind of rote memorization probably doesn't have long-lasting learning results.
Right, absolutely. And I mean, we could see that over and over again. They get it for the exam, and they can just dump it 5 minutes later, and they couldn't answer those questions right away after, which, of course, they have to take this information into their second year and third year in their nursing practice. So in conjunction with Michelle Yeo from ADC, we came up with a modified flipped classroom is what we called it. What I decided to do was take a bunch of different components and sort of put them together. So the main change was starting with these concept maps. For each chapter, I would build a skeleton of a concept map for them that I would then give them that they have to fill in with their notes. And it's basically a one-page kind of a large sheet of paper. And the skeleton concept map helped them sort of see, like more visualize how the concepts would fit together, how they would flow from one thing to the next thing, which is sort of important in physiology when you have these concepts that that are pieced together. And
cycles.
Absolutely. Cycles and flow charts. And so I felt like the concept map form would help them visualize that a lot better than, you know, a single sheet of paper of their notes that they then sort of have to flip back and forth through different pages of notes or different PowerPoint slides that don't really show that, you know, the first slide and a tenth slide are all part of the same cycle. Right. If you see it pieced together, like laid out on a single sheet of paper, it's much easier to see that this part and this part way down the road are all part of the same cycle or all part of the same concept. They get concept maps to fill out for each chapter. I also started to make some short videos. So a lot of the content that I was lecturing in class, I now removed that from the lecture and I made videos that they would watch outside of class. And I would just pick one or two concepts that I would lecture on during class time. So instead of lecturing for the full 80 minutes of a class, I was now lecturing for about 25 to 30 minutes only, mm-hmm. which would give us some class time to do, well, first of all, review questions that I would give them. It gave them a lot more time to ask me questions so that we had a lot more interaction in the classroom. And it also gave us time to start doing in-class quizzes, which had always been sort of a thing that the students really wanted more feedback as to how, whether or not they knew the information. Like, we really just had, you know, two midterms and a final exam. And that was the only time they were getting sort of feedback, do I really know this stuff? So now we were doing weekly quizzes so that they would figure out, well, is this information actually sticking with me or not?
Right. And would those quizzes be part of their final grade or were they more formative in nature?
Yeah. Each quiz just counts for a very small part of their final grade.
Okay.
So there wasn't a ton riding on it, but they were still getting a lot of feedback. And almost all of them are multiple choice. And at first, they would just do them on their own. And then I thought that it would actually be better if they do it the first time on their own. And then right away after that, I put them into groups and they go through it again and they do it as a group. So they actually get to figure out together what the right answer is. And that, I mean, that's really interesting to hear them all discussing what the answers are. And I try to make the questions quite tricky, sort of the higher level questions I give them on those quizzes, because I feel if they understand those, then of course the simpler concepts they're sure to get. I think it really gives them a sort of a sense of confidence as well, because they get to work together and they feel less afraid of getting answers wrong, because they're a lot less likely to get it wrong when they're all discussing it. And I mean, it's hard to get students to discuss the things you want them to when you give them review questions. You know, they might sit there and kind of go through them, but in the quizzes, because they're for just some small amount of marks, they really do kind of get in there and really attack the questions. And they love getting the chance to actually do it in a group, and it gives them more confidence.
So you're using peer instruction in the process of the evaluation or the assessment.
Right. Most people haven't been introduced to concept maps prior to this. And I give them a chance in class to look at each other's concept maps. They're all given the same thing initially, right? This blank sheet of paper with just sort of a skeleton outline of how to piece things together. And then they're given leeway. You fill this out however you want. And I don't look at them for correctness. I kind of rely on them to do that. But when I see them, I mean, they're all just, you know, they're so unique. And some of the students who are more, you know, artistically inclined, they're really beautiful. And other students just sort of use different colored pens to color code things. And you see this incredible sort of like artwork, really, whenever you see the final package. And they end up with we cover about 12 chapters in a semester, they end up basically with 12 sheets of paper. And that's all of their notes for the entire semester, as opposed to what they used to have was a giant binder full of a couple hundred pages of notes that they would have to flip back and forth through. We condense that down to just a handful of sheets that they can study from at the end.
Great. And so you've offered this format, of course, a few times, comparing it to your original first few years of teaching the course in a more traditional way, where you just, you lectured for 80 minutes in class. What changes in student learning have you observed from that traditional model to this flipped model of teaching?
Yeah, I mean, I was lecturing frantically for 80 minutes in class, just trying to get everything in. First of all, I mean, the biggest change I notice is how much more relaxed the classroom is. The lectures are much shorter, and so I feel like everybody is more capable of paying attention for the whole lecture because it's shorter. And because they have already watched, most of them anyway, have already watched the videos outside of class, they're coming in with some background knowledge. They're required to have filled out at least part of the concept map on each day. So I have more confidence that they are putting some work in outside of class time, which enables me to sort of lecture a little bit differently as well. And I get much better questions in class now, as opposed to getting questions like, can you go back to that last slide? And what was that word you said? Because they're trying to copy down everything I'm saying. The questions are more about the content. I find that that's a really big difference. So I'm getting better questions because they're doing work outside of class time. They're required to have filled out the concept maps each week. They're getting a quiz each week, and they get some marks for them as well. So they're all doing some work outside of class, guaranteed, each week for each chapter. So my lectures in class are shorter. They're paying attention more. The questions are better. Their student interaction is better and more. I mean, they get to actually talk to each other in class, and I get to talk to them in class as well. It's sort of much more of a conversation than it is just me spewing information at them.
So Sarah, how have your students responded to this new approach to teaching and learning?
Well, at first, they don't quite know how to take it. They're all a little bit unsure at first, until we kind of start through the process and I show them it is not as scary as they think it's going to be to try something new. And some of them really, really fall in love with it. They really take to it. And what we've now noticed is that there are a number of students that have come back to us in second year and tell us that they're doing their own concept maps for other courses now in second year, and that they want to continue to do it all the way through, and say, we wish we had these in all of our classes. Some students really do love it and find it super valuable. So we're pretty happy to see that.
Yeah, that's a great outcome. And have you, in the iterations of this flipped course that you've designed, have you made improvements to it over time? And what are those kinds of adjustments that maybe you've developed?
Honestly, the first time through is total chaos because I am trying to keep up with making the concept maps and making the videos and writing the quizzes each week, just 2 seconds ahead of them. So it's, you know, the first time through is a little bit chaotic, but the improvements I have made, I got better at picking which things to put in video and which things to do in lecture. And the videos, I've started to make the videos shorter. I think 10 minutes is the maximum you should make it. Probably okay. Yeah. 5 to 8 minutes is better. And I'm doing a lot more of these sort of in-class group questions now as well. And even doing the group quizzes. That was sort of I wasn't doing that at first, and then we started doing that. And I do a little bit more overlap as well of each week. So instead of forgetting what we did last week, the quiz contains a few questions from the previous week's material and then questions from this week's material. And so there's always some overlap. There's still lots of other changes, improvements I could make to it, and I will as we go.
So if a colleague of yours were to approach you and ask you about how to do this, they're thinking about flipping their own classroom. Is there any advice that you might offer them to lessons learned that you would have liked to know before you started?
I guess the first thing might be the first time you do it, it will be a little bit chaotic. At least it was for me. Maybe because I made so many changes with making concept maps, introducing quizzes, making videos, doing all of that at once was a lot. But if you could just pick even one thing to do, you know, make this change for this semester, make another change the next semester, that might be an easier way for the prof to go about it anyway.
Yeah, to transition towards a fully flipped classroom.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And also that not all of these things will work for everybody. I enjoy this way of teaching just so much more because it's so much more dynamic and interactive. And I really like that. But it isn't to say that concept maps or videos will work for everybody. So I think it is really important because flipped classrooms are new for lots of students. So they're not sure how to approach it sometimes. So it's important for the prof to be very comfortable with the methods that they're using and introducing, because if I show that I'm confident in it, I think it kind of helps to instill confidence in them that this will work.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Sarah Hewitt, for joining us on Teaching Strides.
Thanks, Julie.
This has been episode 2 of season 3 on the Teaching Strides podcast. Join us next time when we speak with Professor Mohammed Al-Hussein about humor in nursing education.
This is the trick, is to convert solid, sometimes boring material into a form that is appealing to the students without changing standards.
Thanks for listening to Teaching Strides, MRU faculty daring greatly. Subscribe to the Teaching Strides series on iTunes. Visit us at teachingstrides.ca, where you can sign up for the RSS feed and email alerts. Teaching Strides is a production of the Academic Development Center at Mount Royal University.